Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, there's, you know, we all know the big regions, Burgundy, Bordeaux, Côte d'Aron, all the rest of that.
All the big French regions.
But the one area of France that I really don't know much about, and I think a lot of folks probably don't, is sort of the southwest area, sort of south of Bordeaux.
It's terra incognita for a lot of us. And I walked into a wine shop the other day, and jokingly, hey, what's new? I got to show you something, the guy said. Uh-huh. And he showed me these wines that are coming out of the southwest of France from a lot of appellations I'm not terribly familiar with. Matarin, Frontin, Cahors, Jurançon.
I'm familiar with some of those.
Côte d'Arras, but... Bergerac.
Right.
You know, we've heard of them. We don't run into them very often.
No.
So that makes it kind of interesting. Here's a bunch of wines under $20 that would be a very good introduction. I'm going to start with something from Matarin. It's Chateau Peyrosse from 2008, $15. Oh, this is a totally new type of wine for me. It's tannat, primarily.
Okay.
Tannat. That's it in the thimble.
The only place I've ever had that is from South America.
That's right. Now, this was a Tannat Cabernet blend, and it was very, very rustic. Just good old-fashioned French country wine. It was dark and brambly and had lots of tannins with some tart blackberry. And on top of that, though, there was this kind of bright citric layer. So it was operating on two different levels.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so the citric layer kind of raised the whole body of the wine. It made it pretty interesting. It was fabulous with pizza, I gotta tell you. Here's one called Gorleon. This is Cahors, 2011, $15 again. Now, we all know about the Malbec-Argentina connection. Mm-hmm. Now meet the original. Cahors Malbec is the original. And this is known as one of the darkest wines in the world. It's just a totally different animal than the Argentine version. This one had body, but remarkable gracefulness to it. It was very dark, but there was still great acidity and fluid flavors that kept it light and very lively. So I found it to be an intriguing wine. Floating above all this deep layer of dark berry and bramble flavors was a spruce-like aromatic.
Interesting.
That carried over into the flavors. Really, really nice. Now, if you're wondering if you can hit a home run in this region, I'm here to tell you that it can be done, and big time. This is Chateau K, letter K,
right,
from Bergerac. This is a little pricey at $28, but believe me, it's worth every penny. 85% Merlot, 15% Cab Sauv. So this sounds like a right bank Bordeaux.
Mm-hmm.
Same grapes, but this was Bordeaux on steroids. Hmm. I mean, this was just huge, just a big wine, and it was one of the spiciest wines I have ever had. Really lovely flavors, very complex, but this almost searing spiciness to it was really, really cool.
Hmm.
So, you know, with the right kind of food, it's going to be just absolutely brilliant. And I thought that Chateau K, a lady winemaker, by the way, I'm told, really is bringing a lot to the table. I gave it a very high rating. Chateau K, Bergerac from 2009.
Wow.
And finally, not all of these are quite what I was hoping for, but they're interesting nonetheless. Here's Domaine Léo d'Oriquette Diablerie, which means devilry.
Okay.
And it's from the Côte de Duras, 2011, $18. Don't know why it's named devilry, because there's nothing the least bit devilish about it. it was just a mildly tannic, nice, pretty red, but not terribly interesting. I would stick with, you know, something like Matarin, Cahors, and Bergerac if I'm going looking. We'll put all of these on the website and hope you can go write them down. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.